And try as we might. We really, really wanted to. We wanted to stay on after 9 o'clock so we could comment on the football schedule, but we're not going to.
No, we're not going to.
No, we'd have to stay
late.
We've
got our parameters.
That's right. We have to stay
late. But it'll be at WTAW.com.
It will. It'll be on the website, and you can listen over on our sports station. And
they'll be talking about it ad nauseum. Yes, they will.
Ad nauseum's going to be there? Ad nauseum is going to be there?
Ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum will be there.
Yeah.
So now, in your newscast there, Chase, a story about congested highways. Is that
yes.
correct? Story of is this like a new list for the end of the year? Or how
well,
that,
they're just that the state's, you know, taking a look at it.
Oh, good. Letting us know it. And once again, it's the interstates that are looking. Yeah, well, you know, of course.
35W in Fort Worth, Stemmons in Dallas, and then the North Freeway, which is 45 in Houston. Yeah. So.
Stemmons has been that way for like 50 years, though. I mean, because they used to, in the old days, the North Central Expressway had an entrance ramp that was about 2.5 cars long. So that really worked well. They've done that. But,
They've cleaned that up, though, now.
Yeah, they have. And they got that, Ultra Mixmaster now that's like 7 stories.
Yeah,
or
the high five.
Like that. Yeah. So. Anyhow, so I was looking at the most congested, according to TxDOT, the most congested roads around the state of Texas, and Brazos County has number 58.
Really?
The 58th most congested, I believe. Let me see what the list is. Yeah, they did the 100 most congested roadway segments in Texas.
I take it that would also make it the most congested in Brazos County.
Certainly, I would think so. So, and that would be FM 60. Which we might know as University Drive, and FM 2154, which we might know as Welborn Road.
Which is under construction right now.
Yeah, which is even all the betterer. Yeah, you just don't even do that now. Just, you know, go around. But that's that was the numbers that I guess this looks like this is about, this is as of 2009 is the data that they have. But again, they may not have really up-to-date data. Not sure, but that was the list that I found where Brazos County came from. Now let me see. I made notes also of other stories. The HOA story.
Yeah,
I found that to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, are you listening? Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't. I was doing something else, but I'm all ears now.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, this will not happen to you. This will not befall you because you're not going to be deployed. But apparently the story of, where was this guy?
North Texas is all we know.
Up in North Texas, who had been deployed, and so, of course, not there among the things that he didn't pay, his HOA bill.
Right.
His dues, and so...
So they put a lien on his house.
No, they foreclosed.
They foreclosed.
They took his house away from him.
They sold his house for $3,500.
Yeah. They see, somewhere in there, there's a little bit of malfeasance, I'm thinking. Who's the president of the HOA?
I don't know, but they should be tried for treason.
Well, I'm thinking, did his brother-in-law need a house? You know, who's living in that house that was bought for $3,500? But no, you're right. At least treason.
Yeah.
Strung up by their thumbs.
I mean, I'm dead serious. They should be tried for treason.
Well,
so.
These are people who don't have enough to do, obviously. They don't have enough to do. Did anybody ask where this guy was? Did anybody ask that he, you know, might be someplace like serving his country? And we had to get a law passed to keep this from continuing to go on.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, just remember, pay those dues.
Matter where you are.
I paid some HOA dues that I had last week we did, man.
Sort of hold your nose and pay them.
Yeah, the other thing that I believe you said.
Okay, here's some background. It's Captain Michael Clower, U.S. Army National Guard. Lost their home in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, that'd be North Texas.
Yeah.
And it's busy up there. A lot of people want to live there.
Let's see. And
there's no house in Frisco, Texas for $3,500. I'm just saying, you know.
Let's see. May Clower, her name is May, says she got into a funk over her husband's deployment and failed to pay bills.
Okay.
She let the mail pile up, even the certified letters. She and her parents owned the $300,000 Frisco home, free and its good friend clear, I might add.
Really?
Yes.
What? This thing is paid for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the wife has some responsibility there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently helped her parents helped her buy the place. The Clowers lost their home by failing to pay $977.55 in homeowners association dues.
Man, oh, man. And when did he lose the home?
This was this article is dated June 2010.
Wow. So anyway, so that's changed now. All right. Now the other thing I think was in that story is you said that now you can make payments on your HOA dues?
Apparently so. Well, they have to work out a payment plan that if you get so backed up that they start doing that, then
okay.
I guess it's kind of like a bill collector.
So that was what? Their HOA was like $1,000? That's what it cost them?
Yeah.
Yeah, about $1,000. Wow. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But again, it's Frisco, Texas.
Yeah.
We're just saying.
Yeah, Frisco, Texas.
Yeah. 718,
that's
right.
That's where the Bearcats going to win the national championship next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Frisco.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Sad news. Sad news today from the animal kingdom and Hollywood.
Down. What happened?
Who a Florida animal sanctuary says Cheetah, the chimpanzee sidekick in the Tarzan movies, has passed away.
Oh, poor.
We're still alive?
At the age of 80.
Pour one out for Cheetah.
80!
80? You mean that's like in real years?
Yes. The Suncoast Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor announced Cheetah died December the 24th of kidney failure. Sanctuary Outreach Director Debbie Cobb on Wednesday told the Tampa Tribune that Cheetah was outgoing, loved finger painting, don't we all, and liked to see people laugh. So
yeah.
There you go.
Was
nothing like, about flinging poo in there.
Was was Cheetah in an assisted living or where was Cheetah? Where did
an assisted living chimpanzee sanctuary?
Where exactly did Cheetah expire?
The
Do Sun we know?
Coast, yes, the Sun Coast.
Well, where
primate
all where sanctuary. All old primates expire? Florida.
That's right. Of course.
You know, how's that any different?
Yeah. Sitting underneath an umbrella.
Right. He's out there playing shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, oh, it's another ambulance.
Yeah.
How'd you hear Cheetah died?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so good myself.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
you're coming up.
What's that?
You know, an HOA locally is $110 a month.
What?
Yes.
$110 a month?
Yes, it starts with Indian and ends with lakes. If you have a home
okay.
there.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks,
my
thanks
gosh.
No.
Starts
wow.
with Indian, ends with lakes.
Wow.
$110 a month.
Wow, man.
For $110 a month, you better mow my yard.
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
At least
well,
the easement.
Well, golly. Yeah, man. You better cook my dinner.
Golly.
Phew.
All right. Yeah. Man, that's an eye-opener.
Yeah, it is.
Cheetah was the comic relief in the Tarzan films that starred the American Olympic gold medal swimmer Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah.
Cheetah came to the sanctuary from Weissmuller's estate sometime around 1960.
Cheetah saw a lot of Tarzans come and go.
Cheetah, I guess Cheetah, Johnny said, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And Cheetah wasn't a troublemaker.
No.
Still, sanctuary volunteer Ron Priest said that when the chimp didn't like what was going on, he would, as Chase said.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Fling some poo.
He flung poo.
Ah,
so,
well.
There But, you know, toward the end, after he was about 70.
You kind of expect that out of some septo-octogenarians late. You know.
Right, yeah.
After 78.
Running out the fourth quarter to Florida just like any good primate.
Yeah. After he got to be 78, he had no arm strength. People would get real close to him.
Oh, golly.
Daring to throw.
Yeah.
Come on!
God,
you can't even hit me.
Yeah.
What do you feed an 80-year-old chimp?
Yeah. I don't know, but you see it later.
Hello?
Make
Not
sure.
to upset anybody, but my condo over on Longmire is $300 per month.
Per month. Thank you. Well, condos, I know that sometimes you got common. Now, there you got common area maintenance fees, though. That's not quite the same as HOA, I don't think. Hello.
So Cheetah was a politician, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think what you said is almost right. It's not you'll see it later. You may have to dodge it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right. There's
well, all I was going to say is, you know, whatever you feed an 80-year-old chimp, it's probably, you know, that's probably all taken care of by 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
sure,
right?
Exactly
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah, did Cheetah have a separate feeding time from the rest of them?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
else gets fed at 6. Cheetah's at 2:30.
Yeah, that's right, because... Yeah, because he's in bed by 4.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Got to catch Wapner first.
Yeah. Apparently, we have somebody new for you to hate. One winning ticket sold.
Oh,
by
no.
The New York lottery yesterday.
Oh, wow.
$206 million mega lottery drawing. And again, they give you the numbers as if you care. There were 16 other winners who had the 5 numbers, but not the mega ball. They'll collect $250,000 each.
That ain't bad.
So, no, it's not.
I'd take that.
But, I'd be happy.
One winning ticket for that 206, and so there you go.